She wasn't.
You're good.
Who?
Neil. Neil?
Yes.
That's good. Figure it out.
Liberty. Hear myself better.
Well,
something is wrong.
Say something.
At this time, if Madam Clerk will read any changes to our agenda, please.
You have a number of changes to today's agenda. Under added items on presentation, you have A2, presentation recognizing Mary Bianchi for her leadership of 29 University of California Cooperative Extension Advisors and Specialists in the Farm Water Quality Team, who were awarded the University of California Cooperative Extension 2006 Outstanding Teamwork Distinguished Award. Recommendation is for approval. All requirements of the Brown Act were satisfied as this notice was posted prior to the 72-hour noticing requirement. You have an amended item under presentations, item A1F, commending Supervisor Shirley Bianchi upon her retirement from the County of San Luis Obispo. Staff is requesting that the title for this item be amended to include a second resolution commending Shirley Bianchi on her accomplishments during her 8 years as District 2 Supervisor. Under consent agenda, amended items, item B17, submittal of a resolution authorizing execution of conveyance of easement deed to the City of Arroyo Grande from San Luis Obispo County Flood Control and Water Conservation District, 4th District. Recommendations for approval, instruct chairperson to sign. Staff is requesting that exhibits A and B of the resolution be replaced to reflect modifications made by the City of Arroyo Grande. The amended pages B17, 9, and 10 are attached for review. Item B10, request to approve an agreement that's been clerks filed with the Economic Opportunity Commission to establish and manning a Children's Assessment Center, Martha's Place, and budget adjustment in the amount of $50,000 from the general fund contingencies. Recommendation is for approval and instruct the chairperson to sign. Staff is requesting that the attached Exhibit A be added to the agreement. Item B23, request to approve a fee increase and time extension for professional services agreement with Wood Rogers Consulting Engineers for engineering services required to prepare final plans, specification, and estimates for the Halcyon Road Project, 4th District. This item was continued from October 3rd, 2006, and is recommended be continued to January 3rd. Staff is requesting that that recommendation be changed to January 23rd, 2007. Item B27 is an added item. It's a request by Supervisor James Patterson to appoint Diane Zacher to the Commission on the Status of Women. Recommendation is for approval. All requirements of the Brown Act have been satisfied as this notice was posted prior to the 72-hour noticing requirement. I have two additional items that aren't on your pink slip that were added this morning. Item B16I, these are ag preserve contracts, is being pulled. This is for A010011A, Tri-Am Rental Group, and item J, which is A010011A. This is West Bay Company, LLC. Both of those are to be withdrawn. That's all your changes for today.
Thank you. Job well done. This time I will entertain a motion to approve the resolutions.
Second.
Moved by Supervisor Ovid, seconded by Supervisor Lenthal. Roll call, please.
Mr. Ovid?
Aye.
Mr. Lenthal?
Aye.
Mrs. Bianchi?
Yes.
Mr. Patterson?
Aye.
Mr. Shajian?
Aye. With that, we're going to go in order of as presented on our agenda. We're going to leave the best to the last in case we're all run out of tears and won't be able to speak any longer. So at this time, I would like to invite Ms. Shanwei from Temple of the People and Mr. Havlik, if you come forward, please. And Ms. Shanway, if you have any guests with you, you're welcome to bring them along. And if you each will take a side and on the podiums and allow me to read and recognize you. This resolution recognizes the Temple of the People in Halcyon and the Ruti's Family Farms for receiving the Coastal San Luis Resource Conservation District's 2006 Conservationist of the Year Award. The following resolution is hereby offered and read. Whereas the Board of Directors of Coastal San Luis Resource Conservation District have voted to honor the Temple of the People of Halcyon and Ruti's Family Farms as 2006 Conservationist of the Year, and whereas Ruti's Family Farms is not certified organic, they are pesticide-free farmers and supply not only the Ruti's Family Farm stand, but also a weekly harvest box program that allows people to call ahead and reserve a box of the week's selection for pickup. And whereas the Ruti's Family Farm wants people to have the connection to the farm and to the land and therefore hosts a number of field trips with local school kids and anyone else who wishes to visit. Now, therefore, be it resolved and ordered that the Board of Supervisors does hereby recognize the Temple of the People and Ruti's Family Farms for receiving the Coastal San Luis Resource Conservation District's 2006 Conservationist of the Year Award. If you come forward, please, and accept this resolution. You want to take a picture, we'll pause for you. You want to come forward? Ms. Shanway and Mr. Ruti's, why don't you say, Mr. Hoff, join us here in the center. Eleanor, can we get
to
the center?
A little to the left.
A little bit to the left. And you can open that resolution and show it off. Okay, thank you. So, Havlik, we'll start with you. If you want to say a few words, then we'll go to Ms. Shanway and Mr. Ruti's.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to be very, very brief. The resolution really kind of says it all. But this was a piece of property that was, if not surrounded, was bordered by residential development. And we all know that there are issues that come up when you have agricultural land bordering residential properties. And the temple was put under some pressure to change its land uses. And we want to thank the temple, and we want to thank Jerry and his co-workers and his colleagues for a very imaginative response to these pressures to keep the land in agriculture and to go to a community-oriented a farming operation, pesticide-free farming operation, which will keep that land in productive agriculture for the foreseeable future. So thank you again on our behalf.
Thank you. Shanway?
You're very welcome. And
your name for the record, please.
What?
Your name for the record.
My name for the record is Eleanor Shumway.
Thank you.
It was an interesting process arriving at this because when we leased to Strawberries, there was no development around it. And Strawberries have a very high use of chemicals. And there was pressure brought to bear, and we did, even by the people who brought the pressure, we worked together as a committee to find a solution. And this was the wonderful solution, Jerry Rudis.
Mr. Ruti's, if you want to say a word.
My name is Jerry Rudis, and I just appreciate the honor that you're giving us today, and I hope the community will continue to support our farm. That's what we're there for, and we'll hopefully continue to supply some good fruits and vegetables for everyone to eat.
Thank you.
An advertisement. They are wonderful.
I always use a good advertisement. Thanks for your efforts.
Thank you.
Mr. Lantol will do the honors reading the second resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Would members of the SARP team come up? I see a couple out there, and stand up so we can recognize everyone, either split the podiums or all get together. literally one of the best parts of my job from my perspective is to recognize organizations that obviously not only do great work. In this particular case, this is an organization that's very near and dear to my heart because I remember a time more than 30 years ago that we didn't have SARP, so I've seen the other side of the mountain and it's not that green. So I want to personally thank you for all you do. The following resolution is hereby offered and read. Whereas sexual violence is a devastating and intolerable crime affecting men, women, and children of all races, ages, cultures, economic situations, and abilities. Whereas sexual violence is a major social problem in homes, schools, communities throughout San Luis Obispo County, resulting in countless physical, mental, and other health consequences. Whereas Sexual Assault Recovery and Prevention Center of San Luis Obispo County offers services for survivors of sexual violence by providing a 24-hour crisis line, accompaniment, advocacy, counseling services, and outreach services in schools and the community. And whereas the Sexual Assault Recovery and Prevention Center of San Luis Obispo County is committed to eliminating sexual violence through education and community action throughout the county of San Luis Obispo and promoting equality, safety, and respect among all individuals. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Supervisors does hereby recognize the Sexual Assault Recovery Prevention Center for 30 years of service to the community of San Luis Obispo County. Thank you, ladies. And I don't know who wants to come up first, or you can come around here for a picture, but we'll do that and you can talk.
Just a few word of thanks. My name is Jennifer Adams. I'm the executive director of the SARP Center. Thank you all so much for this proclamation. 30 years ago, several women decided there was a need to help other women who'd been hurt by sexual violence. Thousands of victims later, hundreds of staff, volunteers, and board members, several offices, and 30 years worth of dedication later, here we are. I'm sure those women did not foresee still being here 3 decades later. Their hope was not only to help those affected by rape and sexual abuse, but to put an end to the violence that affects so many lives. Unfortunately, that has not been the case. This crime affects men and women, children and adults. Victims come from all walks of life. Last year in San Luis Obispo County, 81 forcible rapes were reported to law enforcement. But according to national statistics, only 16% of rapes are reported to police. This means the actual number was probably close to over 600. So the SARP Center continues to work to support and advocate for victims of sexual assault as well as their loved ones. We're also dedicated to preventing sexual violence through empowering women and inviting men to stand up and join the fight. We want to thank all those past and present supporters of the SARP Center, staff, volunteers, board members, donors, and community members. Thank you to the county for your continued support through the Community-Based Organization and Preventative Health Grant and through proclamations such as this. But most of all, we would like to thank those victims of sexual assault that bravely come forward to receive help and support. They're the reason we do this work every day for 30 years. Thank you.
Thank you. Someone will call on Supervisor Patterson to do the honors of reading the third resolution, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Judy Pullen, would you please come up? It's with mixed emotions that I read this resolution. I'm very appreciative of the work Judy's done over the years for the Upper Salinas Los Tablas Resource Conservation District. I'm saddened that she is retiring from the board, but also happy that she will be able to spend more time on her farm and with her family. It's an honor and a privilege to read this resolution recognizing Judy Pullen. Whereas, since Judy Pullen immigrated to the United States years ago, her German work ethic has fueled her tireless efforts to spread the story about the benefits of natural resource conservation. And whereas Judy and her husband, Dr. Joel Pullen, own a small farm east of Templeton where her love for her surroundings and her commitment to ensuring others understanding the importance of the county's agricultural heritage have grown and flourished, And whereas GD assisted staff from the Upper Salinas Las Tablas RCD in conducting dozens of public task force meetings and the public outreach essential to completion of the comprehensive Upper Salinas River Watershed Action Plan, and whereas GD, the current vice president of the board of directors of the Upper Salinas Las Tablas Resource Conservation District, will soon be retiring from the board after more than 16 years of service to the citizens of San Luis Obispo and southern Monterey counties. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the County of San Luis Obispo Board of Supervisors does hereby recognize G.D. Pullen for his 16 years of service on the Board of Directors of the Upper Salinas Las Tablas Resource Conservation District. GD, if you'd like to say a few words, you may. And I know Mr. Funk is here also in the audience, if you would like to speak.
Well, may I thank you. I'm GD Pullen. May I thank you for your kind words and this recognition. I'm really deeply honored. It's been an enormous privilege to serve on the board of directors. And all I can say is that it has given me so much more than what I was able to give in return. It's been a life-enriching experience, and thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Chitty's been a real wonderful...
name?
I'm sorry, DJ Funk. I'm with the Upper Salinas Las Tablas Resource Conservation District. Actually, before I became part of the district, GD was one of the people that gave me inspiration to understand that we could do a whole lot with a small district, small staff, and I just can't say enough about what she's done for the community, for the area, for the resource conservation, for everything. So thank you very much for honoring GD.
Thank you. This time, I'll call on Supervisor Ovid to the honors reading.
Before I do the next one, I just wanted to say that I guess when you're around as long as some of us are, you hate to see people go. And I just told Judy when she came up, I said I thought she was going to outlast me. Because I can recall when she came on the board, and that was when we first started appointing him instead of electing him. And this other gentleman we're going to honor right after that, I think, came in around that same time. And they've done an awful lot of work, and I think we've improved it, and some of the things that we're working with now in North County are part of what these people brought forward.
She might not outlast you, but she still got the looks.
Well, she always had that. She always had that. I would never give that one. I'm going to ask Chuck Pritchard to come up. I had to say, I looked through this audience very early on, and Chuck didn't have his hat on, and I couldn't find him. I said, you know, I've seen Chuck probably every other third day for the last 2 weeks for whatever reason, and I know one of them was Sunday. Many people in North County got together to honor another gentleman who I think was a good steward of land and who appreciated what the land could produce, and that was a good friend of ours, Don Wolf, that we lost, and I think we're going to miss him. I refer to him as a sage of San Miguel in that. But we're here to honor Don, and I'm going to read the resolution honoring Chuck. I'm sorry, we're here to honor Chuck, not Don, on being named Director of the Year of the California Association of Resource Conservation Districts. It says, whereas Chuck grew up in San Francisco, but in his real life and education grew up on his childhood trips to San Luis Obispo County, and his ancestors rooted in the San Juan Ranch of the San Juan Creek Valley area. And whereas Chuck and his wife, Fran, build their family ranching operation from sweat, tears, and a deep love for the land, their cattle, and the way of life, and an ever-vigilant eye on creating a space where cattle and wildlife flourish side by side in harmony. And whereas he is the chairman of the California Grazing Lands Coalition Initiative, member of the San Luis Obispo County Agricultural Liaison Advisory Committee and an alternate on the San Luis Obispo County Agriculture Preserve Review Committee. And whereas under Chuck's leadership under the Upper Salinas Los Tablas Resource Conservation District has been a local leader in the creation of many innovative community and regional conservation programs, including erosion control assistance program, water quality monitoring programs, and water quantity monitoring programs. I'm thinking in my mind when some of these programs as they came forward as I'm reading this, because a lot of these dealt with a lot of the area he was in the Carrizo Plains area. The water issue is pretty big. So anyway, therefore be it resolved that County San Luis Obispo Board of Directors, Board of Supervisors does hereby honor Chuck Pritchard on his designation as Director of the Year by the California Association of Resource Conservation District. Chuck. I don't think what's realized that I think GD and Chuck hired DJ, so you know. he had to be nice for you still have to be nice to him because he's still director, yeah. Chuck.
My name is Chuck Pritchard, and I'd like very much to thank the board for this honor. It's kind of funny. This whole thing started probably about in the late 1970s, when I had a spring project that I needed some assistance with. And someone suggested that I go talk to somebody at the Soil Conservation Service in Paso Robles. So from that little project, which was highly successful, a gentleman by the name of Hugh Walty, who was a local rancher, was also an employee of the Soil Conservation Service. And so from that beginning effort, it kind of catapulted. And kind of got carried away with the whole thing, I guess. But, and I have to appreciate what Harry said because he's right. It's been a family enterprise. You don't do this type of thing by yourself. So you've got a lovely, supportive wife and a great family that allow you to do this kind of stuff. So thank you.
I don't know if you saw the...
Your name again, please.
DJ Funk. I'm with the Upper Salinas Los Tablas Resource Conservation District. I don't know if you guys saw the long list or read the long list of the activities and groups and organizations that Chuck has been on. And I don't know how he did it because he came into town in Templeton, originally Paso Robles, on a regular basis. From his ranch was about an hour's drive each way, and he never, far as I know, I don't think he missed more than one meeting since I've been here, which is about 6 years for the board. So it's incredible to me the kind of dedication he has, and he's really sort of one of those unsung heroes. He hasn't gotten recognized. I'm sure glad that he's gotten recognized now by the state of California. I mean, all the things that he's done in this area, and I think this area has more stewards the land than almost any other agricultural area that I know of in the nation. We've gotten more awards, national awards, for ranchers in this area than I think any other county in the United States within the last probably 5-10 years or so for their stewardship. And Chuck is one of those people. He hasn't gotten that kind of award, but he deserves that sort of award as well. He's a real conservationist and a really good man.
Thank you.
Neil, before I get to you, Chuck just mentioned that he couldn't have done all this without having the support of the spouse at home. Would Ms. Pritchard stand up, be recognized, please? Would you please stand up for us? Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Neil Havlick, I'm the president of the Board of Directors of the Coastal San Luis Resource Conservation District, sister agency. and I guess I'm sort of the colleague to Chuck. I've served on that organization now for about 8 years, and I just want to say that Chuck has been a real inspiration to me. I got to know him a couple of years after I had been on the board of the Coastal San Luis RCD, and we worked together on a number of projects. We have come before this board jointly to ask for your help and your support on projects and on support for our two agencies. And at all times, I've just been impressed and just gratified by Chuck's selflessness, his persistence and tenacity, and his community spirit. At our last meeting of our board, we heard that Chuck was going to be honored or had been honored by the CARCD, and I just want to let you know and let Chuck know that our board greatly endorses. We're just very pleased to endorse that honor being bestowed on Chuck Pritchard. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Chuck, before you go too far away, we have a couple of supervisors who would like to address you. We'll start with Supervisor Patterson, followed by Supervisor Lentil.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I served for a number of years as an associate director on the Upper Salinas Las Tablas RCD, and prior to that, I often attended meetings to discuss with them watershed issues that that I was involved in the North County, and got to know Chuck then and the other members of the board. And the thing that is impressive about Chuck, and really I think sets him apart from many of the others, is that he wasn't just committed to what was going on in the district. He spent lots of time going out of the area to Sacramento and representing our district at the state level, and even flew back to D.C. a few times to represent San Luis Obispo and the Upper Salinas Las Tablas Resource Conservation District and the state and other associations that he belongs to. So Chuck just doesn't do it at home. He does it wherever he is, and he believes what he believes, and he preaches what he believes, and you know, is an active participant in resource conservation, not just in San Luis Obispo County, but statewide and nationally. So, Chuck, you're deserving of this honor, and thank you for your work here in San Luis Obispo and all over the country.
Supervisor Lentil.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chuck, the only thing I think I can add if I wrote the resolution here is that, in my definition, you are a true gentleman. Anytime we've ever had any conversation, I've walked away smarter. I appreciate your insight. I appreciate your ability to find common sense as well as common ground. It's not about always getting someone's way. And I think if there were more people like you in the world, we wouldn't have some of the problems we have right now. You are a true gentleman.
Ms. Bianchi?
No, I was just going to say thank you very much, Chuck. All of your work is deeply appreciated. Thanks.
And same goes to Mrs. Pritchard. We appreciate your being the support that he needed to make himself available to the rest of us in the county. With that, we'll move on to our resolution number 5, and Ms. Bianchi will do the honors, please.
Please, if Richard Macedo and Consuelo would come to the podium, please.
And somebody will take that camera away from you, so they'll do the job for you. You can join him here. It makes him look better.
Well, this isn't a sadness for me to read this because Richard, for me, is not going away. He and Consuelo live in Cambria, and they've become our very, very good friends. So I'll be continuing to see them frequently. But this is a resolution recognizing Richard Macedo for over 40 years of public service. The following resolution is hereby offered and read. Whereas Richard Macedo began his career in public service when he chose to major in public administration at California State University, Fresno, he graduated with a minor in geography and geology in 1964 after he married his college sweetheart, Consuelo Stewart, in 1963. And whereas in February 1999, Richard and Consuelo moved to Cambria, Richard's family had vacationed in San Luis Obispo County for three generations, and he had a deep love for the area. He met Shirley Bianchi at Santa Rosa Catholic Church, where they both are parishioners, and was persuaded to become her legislative assistant in May of 1999. And whereas Richard is looking forward to retirement with the freedom it will bring him to travel and enjoy his family, Richard and Consuelo have two children, Catherine and Alan, who have brought them four wonderful grandchildren. Alan and his wife, Chikako, have Alexis Yuhi, who is 10 years old, and Alicia Miyumi, who is 7 years old, both born in Japan. Alan and his family now live in Clovis, where he is a vice principal of Clovis Unified School District. Catherine and her husband, Todd, have Danielle, 6 years old, and Roth, 3 years old. They live in Fresno, where Kathy is also a vice principal with CUSD. Consuelo taught primary grades in the Diocese of Fresno for 25 years, so the whole family has been in public service for years. And whereas recently Richard and Consuelo traveled to the Holy Land, and they hope to continue their travels in the near future to include far-off destinations such as Fatima, Portugal, and Lourdes, France. But they also love touring the USA and will travel with the grandchildren often. Richard's immediate plans are to be able to attend school and extracurricular programs with the children. Now, therefore, be it resolved and ordered that the Board of Supervisors does hereby recognize Richard Macedo for over 40 years of public service and wishes him well in his retirement.
Richard, we'll have you center here, and we'll pose for a picture that you'll cherish. As
4 years.
Let's get the batteries.
Did it work?
Good.
Okay.
Well, my name is Richard Macedo, and a birdie told me this morning that something was going to happen, so I scratched some notes. It's not very professional, but I've got to say a few things. I cannot thank the board enough. This resolution will go into my biography, so it's very, very emotional. The last 8 years here at the County of San Luis Obispo have been very productive, and I use that word. It's been fun, it's been challenging, but it's been productive. And please, all you board members and staff, that's the height of our service, is getting things done. And thank you so much for everything your board and the county staff have done to get those important projects done. A very, very special thanks to Shirley Bianchi. Had no idea I was going to spend 8 more years in such a great public service opportunity. I've not only gotten to know her, but her husband Bill, who is here, and her wonderful family, 4 daughters, and they're a fantastic family. Thank you to the board for your collegiality. You're really a fun group upstairs, so, you know, it's not all serious. I've always been impressed with the fact that you can vote your conscience, but upstairs, you are ladies and gentlemen, friends, companions, and you're good people. Also, a special thanks to our CAO, David, and his staff, especially Gail and Jim. And a special thanks to our office staff, Sherry Espero and Vicki Jansen, who's been a close, close friend and help when I first came on board. And Fran Zahn, who is the silent person, not so silent, but she's there, and she really keeps us laughing. And a special thanks to Cecilia in the CAO's office. She's another one of those really hard workers that just gets things done. and thank you to all the department heads. I could name them all, but I have to say a special thank you to Vic Holanda, Noel King, Dwayne Leib, and there's many more, and I'm sorry I just couldn't remember all 22 of you, but I have utmost respect for their department heads and their staff. Last but not least, I want to thank my wife of 43 years for helping me through the challenges of this past 8 years. I had one final request, and that was to do something different and stand behind the dais and get a picture.
Absolutely.
Where I'm on the same level as you guys. Okay. Okay?
Come on down.
Okay. Come on up. It won't be the first time, though, Richard.
We can put him in the
pilot's
chair. Yeah, he should be in your chair. We should stand down there.
Why don't you sit in the chairmanship? We'll stand behind you. Richard.
Richard.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Class is dismissed.
That way it won't be embarrassing if you're standing next to a short people.
Look at Kinsella.
Okay, now look at Vicky.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now we consider ourselves to be part of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Ms. Bianchi?
Well, you know, in a few minutes people are going to be saying nice things about me.
You hope.
You hope.
Well, I've read some of them. But shortly after I was elected, when I first met Richard and talked him into being my legislative assistant, it didn't take me very long to realize that he knew more about the government process than I would ever know. And so I just simply turned over the administrative half of my office to Richard. And I never had to worry about it from that point forward. You know, it was always done. And so when you hear people say nice things about me in a few minutes, please understand that half of those accolades should go to Richard as well. And I couldn't have done it without him. And he's been a tremendous support, and it's been wonderful to realize that he and Consuelo are going to be our good friends from now on as well. So thank you both very much.
Supervisor Ovid?
Thank you. I just wanted to bring the best wishes from another friend that Richard had, because the two of them are like brothers. And that's from my assistant, Cliff Smith, who's now enjoying the snow in southwestern United States. He didn't think he was going to get snow, but he's driving right through it.
Just don't want to see him in the news.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that on behalf of Cliff and myself, we've appreciated your response to things. And I know Cliff would always say the door is open anytime you two want to start talking about Social Security again. So.
Supervisor Lenthal.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I want to add some humor. I first met Richard on a traffic stop. True story, and I'll let him tell the rest of the story. Richard, I just want to thank you, especially as a new supervisor. You're one of those people that said, I'm here to help you. What can I do to help? You've been a tremendous friend, and I just can't thank you enough for all you did to help me for the last 2 years.
Supervisor,
you want to tell the story on your traffic stop? That might be funny.
No, but Richard Macedo, he did not arrest me.
Did you flash your government card?
Yes, he did.
Supervisor Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to thank Richard also as a new supervisor. Richard was there to help everyone and anyone that asked for it, and oftentimes he was there willing to offer his advice when you didn't ask for it, and I appreciate all the experience he had. He and I worked together on some affordable housing issues, and I'm sure we'll continue to do that. Richard's a wealth of information in that area, and it's a subject that he's passionate about, and after 40 years of public service, you just don't disappear. So I'm looking forward to continuing to work with you, Richard. Thanks.
Thank you.
Muchas gracias.
Yeah, even though Richard is leading the government portion of the public service, but recently he's been appointed to the food bank board of directors, so his public, the real public service that he really enjoys giving to the community is still part of him. And both of you have been good friends, and your chemistry is such that you don't have to know you forever to become friends someday. The first time you meet you, as I did, and you have accepted me, and where you came from, Fresno, where my ancestors, the Fresno Indians, come from, better known as the Armenians, it connected us as well, and I appreciate it, and I hope to see you around, and you can always knock on our door. We'll be here. Just because you're living doesn't mean that you're a parting. You're always part of this body that's exists here. So the door is always open.
It's true. In Fresno, there's a huge Armenian population that came after the genocide around World War I, and I have worked for some wonderful friends of Armenian descent, Sheriff Magarian. I worked for a general in the Air Force named Ron Markarian, and Kacho Achajian you're one of the finest people I've ever met.
Thank you.
You don't need to be here. You're a businessman, but you're a true public servant, as all of you are. And Harry, thank you for your comments. Jim, Kacho, Jerry, Shirley, and all of you. It's very emotional. I hope to see you as friends, but I'll call you. Don't call me.
Well, for the next resolution, I had to do an executive decision and cut it down to only two resolutions, thinking that we have other items on our agenda for the rest of the day. And we didn't want to run out of resolution forms, so to set the tone right and for crying out loud, we do have with us Jerry and Bev Praver to set the tone right. Would you please come forward and we'll get into our last resolution for the day.
We are Bev and Jerry Praver.
That's it.
Oh, yay. Whereas Supervisor Shirley Bianchi was the critical initiator of the following.
The Hearst Ranch Conservation Easement and the opening of 18 miles of coastline to the public. And
the Criminal Justice Mental Health Training Program for Law Enforcement. And
Martha's Place, a children's assessment center which provides early intervention and clinical treatment strategies for children at high risk for health and behavioral health problems. And
completion of the Cambria Main Street Enhancement Project, including sidewalks for pedestrians. And
instituted funding for the purchase of tax-defaulted parcels east of Highway 1 in Cayucas for inclusion in conservation easements. And
obtained $500,000 in funding for the eventual development of the East Ranch in Cambria for a regional park. And
coordinated the paving of a downtown parking lot in Cambria. And
assisted in the transfer of Piedras Blancas Lighthouse to the Bureau of Land Management. And
assisted in obtaining funding for future Cambria flood control projects. And
assisted in the planning and funding of the Los Osos Skateboard Park.
Now, therefore, be it resolved and ordered
that the Board of Supervisors
of the County of San Luis Obispo,
State of California,
does hereby commend Supervisor Shirley Bianchi
for her outstanding and diligent persistence
achieving these
and many other difficult programs and projects during the past 8 years.
And whereas Shirley Bianchi has been an active member of her community as church pianist, an environmental advocate, and volunteer for various charities since returning to Cambria permanently in 1979. And whereas Shirley Bianchi married Bill Bianchi, Ph.D. Dr. Bianchi, with all due respect, in 1953 after receiving her bachelor's degree in English from San Jose State University, she is the mother of 5 adult children, grandmother of 3, and great-grandmother of 1. And whereas, in November of 1998, Shirley Bianchi was elected to the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors and took office in January of 1999. And whereas, Supervisor Bianchi served as chairperson of the Board of Supervisors in 2002 and 2005. She began her 2000 term by saying, "If I can be as much of a lady as Cacho has been a gentleman, we'll be okay." Thank you. And her 2005 term started with the simple guidelines, "If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody's happy." And her declaration that it's good to be the queen. And whereas, Supervisor Bianchi is known for her gracious treatment of everyone and has earned the respect of county staff for her ability to listen and her wonderful sense of humor. Shirley always greets staff with a heartfelt, "How are you today?" And both staff and constituents agree that even if your views differ, Shirley is always upfront and tells it like it is, so that you know exactly where you stand. And whereas, Supervisor Bianchi has been a steward supporter of county's general plan. Actually, a stalwart supporter of the county's general plan. Tireless advocate for the public process, smart growth principles, and form-based codes. And whereas, Supervisor Bianchi has served on various committees and commissions, including the Planning Commission, Air Pollution Control District, Integrated Waste Management Authority, Mental Health Board, Mental Health Criminal Justice Task Force, San Luis Obispo Council of Governments, and was the founder and chairperson of the Board of Directors of Martha's Place. And whereas, the county wishes to express its sincere appreciation for Shirley Bianchi's service to the people of San Luis Obispo County and wishes her all the best in her retirement. Now, therefore, be it resolved and ordered that the Board of Supervisors, County of San Luis Obispo, State of California, does hereby honor and recognize Shirley Bianchi for dedicated service to the County of San Luis Obispo and its citizens, is wished the best of health and happiness in future years. A heartfelt thank you from all of us, Shirley. Well.
Before we sit down and before we get any emotional, can I ask the family members to come up front here and hold the resolutions for her, and we'll have a nice family picture of both of her families, us on this side and the real family on the other side.
So we can have a queen mother.
Really?
Move to the left, over here.
Okay.
The left.
Yeah. Doctor, to the left.
Oh, nobody calls him Doc.
Yeah. Nobody says William either.
Your flash doesn't work.
Turn the flash on.
She knows. You can keep those. Take them home.
Well, while we give Ms. Bianchi a moment to rethink and observe all this, I personally want to thank her. I think you're a real lady with a big heart. I think nobody has served the children of our community health-wise and education-wise like you have done. And it wasn't just an obligation or a job. It came from the heart, and it's written all over the place. So thank you for being such a lady with such a big heart and for your friendship.
Thank you for those kind words. But actually, you know, I always feel a little guilty when someone thanks me because, you know, no one ever does anything by him or herself. And, you know, for one thing, I couldn't have done it without my husband, Bill, particularly when I would be absolutely frantic and livid. You know, I have a real short fuse, which is one reason I kind of stay unflappable, you know, because I don't want to start flapping. It's dangerous. Or as Bill said, it's really ugly. but, you know, he would watch how fast the headlights go by the front window when I'd come home, and if they went by too fast, he'd have the glass of wine waiting. So, and then, you know, it's always difficult when you're in public office because people say, you know, really rotten things about you upon occasion. And I have to say that my two daughters that live here in the county handled it very graciously. And I was really sorry that they had, you know, sometimes they had to stop taking the newspaper. But those days are past. You can now subscribe to the paper. But the staff in this county has been absolutely phenomenal, all the way from David, you know, all the way up or down. I don't know how you want to say it, laterally speaking, whatever. But I could not have accomplished anything without all of the cooperation and the technical know-how and the expertise of the staff people of this county. It's been absolutely phenomenal. And anyone who will complain about them had better have documentation that it actually happened and not just complain, because I'll rip their throats out, verbally only. So thank you all again, and thank all of you. And when I went like that, I was applauding everyone in this audience for all of the help that you've given me. So thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. It's been a great pleasure to work with such a legend, and I mean that wholeheartedly.
Thank you.
But, you know, it's a leadership that comes from both of you. And the next person we're going to honor, it just... you know what I mean by saying that it runs in the family, the public service, and being such a legendary people. So, Ms. Bianchi, would you do the next honors, please? And if I may ask Mary Bianchi to come forward.
Yes, would Mary please come forward? It's hard for me to say Bianchi because I pronounce it Bianchi, and I mean, that's a long story, and we don't need to go into it now. But this is a recognition of the accomplishments of Mary Bianchi for her leadership of 29 University of California Cooperative Extension Advisors and Specialists in the Farm Water Quality Team who were recently awarded the University of California Cooperative Extension 2006 Outstanding Teamwork Distinguished Service Award. The Farm Water Quality Team developed and delivered water quality education programs to more than 400 irrigated agriculture producers in San Luis Obispo County and an additional 1,500 growers throughout the Central Coast. Mary and the members of her team, working with local resource providers and regulatory agencies, delivered 60 farm water quality short courses from January 2001 through December 2006, 12 of which were held in San Luis Obispo County. And so, thank you very much, Mary. In fact, I insisted, since it was my last meeting, I wanted to read this. So if you'd like.
Mary, she followed
down forward.
And then you can say a few. You can say a few words after.
Kathy, come on to the front. Do we have any other
You've got.
Do we? Yeah.
Any other candidates? Salo.
Thank you.
Mary, if you would like to say a word, introduce you.
Yes. Thank you very much, Chairman Ashajin, supervisors, and family members. On behalf of the Farm Water Quality Team.
You want to give us your name for the record, sorry. Please.
I'm Mary Bianchi. I'm a horticulture farm advisor with the University of California Cooperative Extension and currently acting as one of your department heads with the Cooperative Extension Department. So on behalf of the Farm Water Quality Team, thank you very much for your recognition of our efforts. This is a wonderful day to be here, to be recognized, because so many of our partners are here in the room. And although University of California Extension advisors and specialists were specifically recognized in this award for distinguished teamwork, we could not have achieved our results here in San Luis Obispo County without the support of many others, including our Natural Resources Conservation Service partners, both the coastal San Luis and the upper Salinas Las Tablas, as well as the Kachuma Resource Conservation Districts, were indispensable in this effort. San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau, the Southern San Luis Obispo Santa Barbara County Watershed Coalition, the Central Coast Vineyard Team, and Cal Poly's Earth and Soil Science Department, among many others. We have a saying posted in our water quality team office. Those who say it cannot be done should not interrupt the person doing it. I want to introduce Julie Fallon to you today. Julie is our Water Quality Program Representative. And Julie has spoken with nearly every one of the more than 400 county growers and 1,500 regional growers who participated in our short courses. She personally moderated more than 30 of the 60 short courses we've delivered regionally since January of 2001. And as a university staff person, she wasn't eligible to participate in this award. But I'm pleased and very proud of my fellow academic team members and happy to report today that it's the consensus of the team to direct the majority of the cash award associated to this with this award to Julie in support of her master's degree work at Cal Poly in the Earth and Soil Sciences Department. And thanks to your board for providing a wonderful venue to let her know about this. So this is a surprise. So thank you again for your recognition of our award and of our work.
Thank you. Would your guests would like to say a word?
Julie Fallon, only that it's an honor and pleasure to work for Mary Bianchi and with this team. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, Mary. And as I said, being great stewards of the land runs in the family. With that, Mr. Edge?
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. You move so fast that it's you didn't give me a chance, and I'd be remiss if I didn't just go back, if I may, to Supervisor Bianchi and on behalf of the staff, all of the county staff, but in particular the staff upstairs in the administrative office, if we didn't say thank you very much and recognize she's been, since she came on board, she's been a worthy challenge for us intellectually and professionally. She's helpfully corrected our English on a regular basis, which is always interesting for an Englishman. And most of all, she has been everything that we could ask for from an elected board member. She has been unstintingly supportive of the role that staff plays in an organization like this. That doesn't mean to say that she hasn't chastised us when it has been deserved for an error or doing something wrong, but she has always been supportive and has recognized that role that we play, and that's extremely important to the staff, particularly the staff in an administrative office. And I guess on a personal level, she's been a terrific listener and a terrific supporter and an honorary mother for me, and I appreciate that also.
Okay, we'll move along and move on, and there'll be other opportunities to thank Ms. Bianchi, and we'll look forward to that. Next item on our agenda is public comment period. And the first request to speak is Ms. Gwen Taylor, followed by George Taylor.
Good morning. My name is Gwen Taylor, and I'm a resident of Los Osos. Having attended the two-day meeting of the Regional Water Quality Control Board, it was quite evident through the testimony of those who were to receive CDOs that the public knew what was going on regarding 2701, but the Board of Water Quality Control members did not know. They were oblivious to what was in 2701. The staff may have known, but the board members did not know. I am asking that this board review, the board review, and know what is taking place with the upcoming election in our community for Measure 218. We are not going to sign a blank check. Realize that we must have an advisory vote before we commit ourselves to buying anything. You sitting here on this board would surely not go out and purchase a car without knowing precisely what you were purchasing, how long you were going to have to pay for what you were purchasing. Do not make the people of Los Osos go to a vote not knowing what they are going to be buying, how long they are going to be paying for what it is they are purchasing, and how much they are going to have to pay. Please, please review what is going on. Do not normally, generally, always depend upon staff. Staff does not always get the information to the board, as what was quite evident at the Regional Water Quality Control Board meeting. 2 days of testimony reinforced that perception of those who are not only in the audience, but those that were fighting the CDOs that were forced upon them. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Taylor, followed by Joyce Albright.
Good morning. George Taylor, Los Osos. I, amongst the many from Los Osos that attended the workshop that the Public Works put on last night, it was probably the same sort of thing that went on 22 years ago. Same venue, only a different leader. At that time, it was George Gibson. This time, it was Pavel Ogren. I personally, and I can speak, I think, for people that I talked to afterwards, they were not impressed with the discourse that went on last night. Mr. Ogren repeatedly made this comment that was part of his mantra in the viewpoint in the Bay News on November the 15th. And I will quote, "We will objectively review the existing documentation on the project and the existing documentation and project and those alternatives that can be built and permitted with relative certainty will be recommended for the community's consideration." This is not what the community wanted to hear or should have heard. We were not impressed. Mr. Ogren and the team were very dismissive of most of the suggestions that were put forth by the board of the Community Services District after the at the end of the end of the meeting, very, very dismissive. They had some very, very powerful suggestions, and he just cast them off as, well, we're taking it over, and so we'll let you know what if we need something from you. And I don't think that this is the way that things are going to be really well received in our community. Another thing was that we were asked to put our questions for the team members last night on cards. There was a stack of cards that probably was an inch thick. There were probably four or five questions out of that. Took the total of 7.5 minutes because it was timed. 7.5 minutes out of that 2.5 hours.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. I'm sorry, your time is up.
Thank you.
Ms. Albright, followed by Dave Dugan.
Joyce Albright, Los Osos. Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Chairman, and to all of our honorable board members. Taxpayers Watch was pleased that Joe Sparks was elected to the Los Osos Community Services District, as we believe he will bring much-needed balance to our community leadership through the bankruptcy and that he will cooperate with Public Works sewer planning process. We were also encouraged by election promises made by Directors Cesena and Sennett to cooperate with the county so that Los Osos' wastewater problem can be solved in a timely manner. I'd like to take this moment to congratulate Bruce Gibson on his election to the Board of Supervisors. We'll miss you, Shirley. You are a real lady. Taxpayers Watch remains committed to advocating for a solution to the community's water pollution problem, a project that can be installed as efficiently, economically, and speedily as possible. The first goal is protecting our groundwater. The second and equally important is, of course, economy, an issue that has split our community over the past years. I wish to commend Paavo Ogren and his associates for their excellent presentation last night. They were wonderfully warm, and they shared every possible piece of information they could with us. I was very, very greatly impressed. There is no doubt that Public Works and the county are committed to working closely with our community to arrive at a project agreeable to the largest percentile. Taxpayers Watch is behind you 100%. County officials, LCSD board members, and Taxpayers Watch all agree that Los Osos must move forward together, unified, in order to resolve the most important issue before us. The health of the Bay and of Los Osos are ultimately at stake. I urge community members to support the county and to cooperate in every possible way. Taxpayers Watch stands ready to do so. It is time to end this 30-year saga. As for the Regional Water Quality Control Board, they were balanced and fair, pumping air every 3 years and verifying that your septic tank is in working order is very reasonable. Thank you again, and Merry Christmas to you and to the audience here and at home, and may God bless us all as we move forward with hope and harmony. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Dugan, followed by Chris Alby.
Dave Dugan, Los Osos. I will have to agree that I was impressed with the town hall meeting or the presentation last night with the county. A lot of subjects that I had concern with were talked about, and the assurance that the CEQA process was going to be not going to be circumvented was enlightening. The fact that I believe I heard staff say that they recognize the Regional Water Quality Control Board's role, and that it is permitting agency for discharge and not the agency, basically, that will tell you what system to use or what not to use. Having said that, I'm going to go to dissolution. Here we have this dissolution rearing its head in Los Osos again. I fought against dissolution, and I just like to warn the LOCSD that the plans of mice and men often go astray, and perhaps you may want to rethink this dissolution and that you may not get the result that you're asking for or looking for. finally the CDOs. I represented somebody in the CDOs, and I fought tooth and nail to keep them from getting a CDO. That person, of course, did receive a CDO, regardless of the data that was presented to show that that person and several people in the community, according to a test well site, had a 0.8 nitrate level, which is way below the maximum standard of 10 milligrams per liter. And I believe that unceremoniously they went ahead and gave this person a CDO without even consideration. Just went straight to it. It was over with. If you watch the CDOs on television, you'll find that not since the McCarthy hearings has there been a travesty in justice. Not since the institution of apartheid in Africa has there been probably something akin to that, where just being black made you a criminal if you left your area that you're supposed to live in or work in. Not since the persecution of the Jews, where just being a Jew was a crime and that you were relegated to a zone. They call that the ghettos. Has there been a travesty in justice? And that anybody who lives within the prohibition zone is guilty, notwithstanding their human rights, notwithstanding the codes which were, I believe, at this time written in such a way to where you are guilty for living. And other than saying that there'll be many more CDOs to be passed out, you are guilty and you have to prove your innocence, but there is no way to prove your innocence in this case. Thank you.
So I'll be followed by Lisa Schicker.
Merry Christmas. All right. This is the only way I could think of summing up the year in less than 3 minutes, so bear with me. This is to the tune of the first day of Christmas. On this good day of Christmas, Uncle Sammy gave to me taxpayers watch, 5-court subpoena, septic tank, a pump and sewer plant proposal, CSD recalls, effluent polluting, Blakely proposal, county taking over, water board a threatening, 4 CDO hearings, big water bills near divorce, never see my kid, and Jeff Edwards cutting down trees. Thank you.
Let's not make a habit of that. It's Ms. Schicker followed by Lawson Schuller, if I pronounce that correctly. Ms. Schicker.
Good morning. Good morning, Board of Supervisors. My name is Lisa Schicker. I'm the president of the Los Osos Community Services District. I'm here to talk to you about a very serious matter, and it is the newspaper article on Saturday, Telegram Tribune, that spoke about us agendizing dissolution for December 28th. And the reason that we are agendizing dissolution has to do with the mixed messages that we're getting from county department, different county departments. And I urge your board to huddle with your staff and get a clear answer for Los Osos. And let me explain further. I probably need more time, but if you won't allow it, that's okay. Bankruptcy court on Friday, I was there. AB 2701, conflicting language in the law. The judge is not able to completely understand the intent of 2701. I've been through 2701. I know what it's for. I know what its intent was. Its intent was for cooperation and the survival of the Los Osos CSD. We've had 72% voter turnout in election. The people want a local government. We don't want it to dissolve. But we are getting mixed messages from the county. The judge can't interpret the law. So I'm urging you very sincerely and asking you with all of my heart to please get together with your staff of your different departments and come out with a clear answer for Los Osos. I am appealing to you because I am representing the people of Los Osos right now as their president, and bankruptcy court requires reorganization. if you take all our assets, we cannot reorganize. And no matter what Paul Hood said is in the paper, if we don't have any assets to reorganize, I'm being told by the bankruptcy judge and the bankruptcy court that we cannot reorganize. So I know it was never your intent to do so. I know that was never the intent of the law. But because of the discrepancies in the law and the clarifications in the file, I can go into detail later, misunderstandings that need to be cleared up. That's what I ask. I also ask a second thing. Please appoint a board member or an ad hoc committee, just as our board did, to enter into these discussions with your staff. We need your representation there to make sure that things are going and being coordinated and well. And again, please provide a clear and direct response to the people of Los Osos and the Los Osos CSD of your intents in the upcoming year. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Lawson Scheller, followed by Jerry Walsh.
Lawson Scheller, Los Osos, Mr.
You
Chair.
You can pull that microphone up and you won't need to break your neck.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Chair, board, staff, and fellow citizens. I'd like to thank Paul Ogren and his staff for coming out and doing a good job making the effort to come out to Los Osos. There's certainly areas that could improve, but I think it was a good first step. I'd like to stress the importance of effective communication and consensus building, and that was shown in the example of a Levy 218 vote. I don't know if that was Oceano or Napomo, where they got about 89% of a 218 vote. That was encouraging. Regarding communication, my wife, Ann, spoke to several of our neighbors the day before the meeting, and they were unaware of the meeting. They did attend, but I encourage the county to effectively advertise and post future town hall meetings, and I do look forward to more. I think the community looks forward to more. But a lot of people were unaware of this first one. Again, thanks to Bob Ogren and his staff for coming out and making the efforts and setting up the information, their information for this, but I really encourage more ample posting of future meetings. And last, I would like to say I agree with some of the previous speakers that the Regional Water Board CDO process is it's not productive, it's not fair, it's not taking us to where we want to go. I think citizens of Los Osos want to cooperate. They want clean water. And the Regional Water Board is not taking us to where we want to go. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Walsh, followed by Richard Margetson.
Jerry Walsh, I would like to speak about the Maxine Lewis Memorial Homeless Shelter fundraiser, the first annual Needs and Wishes fundraiser. To date, we have raised $18,866.96. That does not include the people who could not attend the event that are mailing in checks directly.
Now, that one deserves a clapping. Congratulations.
And I would like to thank Supervisors Jim Patterson and Kacho Chajian for coming to the event and speaking, and to AGP Video for broadcasting it live. And I knew Bruce Gibson would have been there had he not been on vacation. And thank you, Jim and Bruce, for auctioning off your time. And I think I heard Kacho say he would donate himself for lunch with the supervisor next year. And perhaps the other supervisors
you
will
can
join.
Consider me on the auction block all the time.
Thank you. And I hope the other supervisors will consider joining us next year to make this an even more countywide event. And we'd like to thank just a core group of people who worked to start the event, Jan Dergarbedian, Petey Johnson, Arnie Setrin, Elaine Watson, Vita Miller, Hillary Hopkins, Chuck and Carol Cribbs, Keith and Karen Swanson, Jerome and Manuela Passman, Chris Albee, Bo and Lacey Cooper, Rosemary Arnold, Phyllis Albee, and the ladies of the Morro Bay Quota and International Club, and dozens upon dozens of volunteers who came to work the day of the event and provide entertainment, and hundreds of businesses and individuals who donated items and gift certificates, and, of course, the hundreds of people throughout the county who opened their wallets and their hearts at the event. And you will not see any paid thank yous in the paper. As I have said before, every penny is donated and every penny goes back to the shelter. And hopefully next year our local news media will help to promote the event. And I'd just like to ask one more thing. I'd like to ask the board to proclaim the first week in December each year as Home for the Holidays Week, in which we honor the tireless efforts of the workers and volunteers of EOC, the Maxine Lewis Memorial Shelter, Prado Day Center, and the North County Shelter, along with the churches and congregations who open their doors to the overflow and shelter and feed the homeless. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And sometime in October, remind the incoming chairperson, and I'll look forward to make those resolutions available.
Thank you.
Mr. Margetson, followed by Rob Scheib.
Richard Margetson. Jerry forgot to tell you how much was in the coin jugs. Everybody's wanted to know that. Union Bank in San Luis counted them for us on Wednesday, and it came to $2,142. So start saving your coins for next year's event. We want to try to top the jugs off next year and beat that figure next year. The date of the event next year is going to be December 8th, which it's already been set, right after the parade. Tomorrow, the 20th, New Frontiers in town here is donating 5% of total sales to the shelter. So if you have shopping to do there, do it tomorrow. I would also, Jerry listed people she wanted to thank. I'd like to thank the group and the people that put the video together. Will We See Them, the Homeless in San Luis Obispo County video. We used that video and showed that as part of a presentation to a number of groups up and down the coast. And, you know, reading articles in the paper about the homeless or hearing it on the radio is fine. But actually seeing the faces of the homeless firsthand, the impact that had on the groups that we presented to, increased the number of volunteers that came forward to help. Since we've shown that video, we've got volunteers that didn't help this year that have already signed up to help next year. And I'd especially like to thank the photographer, Lisa Moxudian. I hope I said that right. The photographs were outstanding, and that video opened people's hearts and made the event a success. And like I've said before, we're going to get better at this, and next year's event, we hope to beat the total that we came up with this year and start building toward something that maybe the entire county can be proud of. The last thing I'd like to say is Los Osos hosted this event, but it truly was a countywide event. Going through the checks that came in, we had people come from Napomo, Oceano, Shell Beach, Aurora Grande, Atascadero, Cambria, Morro Bay, Cayucas, and obviously Los Osos. So our goal this next year is to get out into those other communities outside of Los Osos, get more groups involved, and try to increase the attendance next year. Thank you very much.
Supervisor Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to take another moment, really, to again thank Jerry and Richard for organizing this event. Raising $20,000 in a single event is remarkable, and it shows that they're passionate about the cause and that the community is supportive of the cause. And the production of the video that came from the homeless enumeration study that was conducted a year ago in October is having the effect that we wanted it to have, and that is to educate all residents of San Luis Obispo County about the homeless situation in the county. And again, Richard and Jerry, thanks to you and to your committee for putting on this organization and helping raise the awareness. The effects of this will go far beyond the $20,000 you've raised, and thank you very much.
Mr. Scheib.
Rob Scheib, Los Osos. First off, I wanted to thank you and actually thank Pavo for the presentation he put on last night. It was very informative, and I'm glad to see him out there. The reason why I'm here today, though, is I wanted to talk with you. Back in May, I spoke with you about the Los Osos moratorium information that your county planning and building is handing out. Since that time, through the process of going through the water board hearings, I spoke with Doug Morris on the staff there and was able to get the documentation that shows where that misinformation came from. And apparently it was all approved by the Regional Water Board. And what I'm asking, I've been asking their staff to contact planning and building to get that misinformation cleared up, because the Regional Water Board has misdirected your staff regarding what is required in Los Osos. And it doesn't seem that the Regional Water Board staff is going to be working with your staff to help create that, to correct that misinformation anytime soon. So I'm asking you to please direct your staff to get into conversations with them to explain to people that the prohibition zone is not a prohibition of building, but a prohibition of discharges. It's something that across the, or in my entire, I mean, all of Los Osos, I've talked with people, and so many people believe that the moratorium is all about building, and that's not what it was about, and that's what the hearings were all about. And so if you could help us by correcting that, I'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And for a moment, I thought you were here to promote the Raiders, but not so.
I'm always promoting the Raiders.
Okay. Thank you. And at this time, I will close to the public under the public comment period and move quickly into our consent agenda, and then we'll give everybody a short break. The first request to speak under consent agenda item is Mr. Greening, followed by Ann Calhoun.
Good morning. Happy Hanukkah, Solstice, Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, New Year's, Epiphany, and whatever else you celebrate. I hope it's a happy season for you, whatever you celebrate. I am Eric Greening on item B18, which forms and begins the official recruitment process for a Los Osos Wastewater Project Technical Advisory Committee. One member is named here, Rob Miller. You are also creating a chair position, 3 engineering or water resources positions, 3 environmental positions, and 3 financial positions. Given that one of their main tasks will be working with Carollo and Crawford Moultrie and more on site selection, it is important to have members with backgrounds in biological and cultural resources. The Los Osos area is extremely rich in cultural sites, and biologically it is a hot spot of both floral and faunal endemism with endangered or sensitive species all over the place. For this reason, I ask that you designate one of the environmental seats for someone with botanical expertise, either academically recognized or in an organization such as California Native Plant Society, and reserve another environmental seat for someone with comparable expertise in wildlife biology. The third environmental seat could be at large, so to speak. Because of the cultural concerns, I'd ask you to add an additional seat for an indigenous person with roots in the affected area. If you want to keep odd numbers on the committee, add 2 indigenous people or an indigenous person and an archaeologist. This would not replace full and timely SB 18 compliance of early consultation with any affected tribes, but it helps meet the spirit of SB 18 by keeping indigenous people in the loop from the beginning, which could prevent avoidable delays later on. Any wastewater project involves lots of ground disturbance and excavation. Some types of projects involve more than others. Cultural resource impacts could be huge if great care is not taken, and we need the participation of those most motivated to take great care. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Calhoun, followed by Jack Hunter.
Ann Calhoun, Los Osos. I had a member of the audience asked me whether somebody had requested that this item be pulled or if somebody from the audience.
That's up to the supervisors.
I'll pull the item.
I didn't know if there was enough interest. Maybe it could be, and then people could address it. My one comment on the TAC, and that is this one, is that I remember years ago the county originally had the wastewater project, and their TAC meetings were open to the public. Anyone could come in and observe quietly and listen to the proceedings. They weren't allowed any public involvement or comment, but they were welcome to come to it. And it was like an open meeting from Brown Act type of thing. I would strongly urge the same procedures be set up for the new TAC. Openness, transparency, and full public participation are really critical to the success of this project. And having the TAC meetings open and posted can only help keep the community informed and allow people to come and listen in and supervise and overlook and kind of get information as to what's going on. Thank you.
Thank you. Jack Hunter, followed by Joyce Albright.
Good morning, board members and staff. My name is Jack Hunter, Los Osos. At the last board meeting, my comments concerned the importance of building trust in the process to design and implement a project, a wastewater project for Los Osos. I'm here today to speak to you again on this issue and to raise again the importance of building trust. I attended last night's meeting in Los Osos to introduce the county's project team. We also had a chance to review the plan that will begin in January. In the presentation, several of the team members, particularly Mr. Ogren, stressed the importance of building trust and of conducting a process that is transparent and that provides for good information and communication and review in the community. I support these views and believe that moving ahead with a good plan is absolutely necessary. The technical advisory committee that will be formed is another critical part of the process. The selection of the committee members will be determined by you, the supervisors. We know that the former general manager is being solicited for the committee as well, according to the Tribune, and that there are rumors that some of the former recalled Los Osos CSD directors are also being solicited. While we understand the need to involve knowledgeable people who can be effective in a very short time frame, we cannot support involving the very people who were responsible for the previous project, which we consider to have been seriously flawed. Affordability, environmental sustainability, including significant future environmental impacts, which will add to the costs, and strong community sentiment against a downtown location are all aspects that were ignored in the past, so the recall was that did occur. The decision that will be made over the coming year to meet the community's goals and the state's mandates for a wastewater solution will be influenced by the Technical Advisory Committee. Los Osos must have the trust of committee members to conduct an objective review as they consider the options and possible technical benefits that the county's team and consultants will develop. I urge you to select individuals who can not only contribute to this process, but will also instill trust in their ability to be objective in the deliberations and in the recommendations that will guide the outcome of the process. I want to add that following last night's meeting, I have one major concern regarding the proposed 218 vote. If the people of Los Osos are asked to approve funding without all the information on the location, a cap of the cost, and the type of project that is being proposed, you'll be asking Los Osos to again vote on a blank check, and I believe this vote will fail. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Ms. Albright, followed by Dave Dugan.
Joyce Albright, Los Osos. Over the past years, I have been an admirer of Bruce Buell. He is one of the most efficient and honorable professions that I have had the pleasure to know. He would be an irreplaceable asset to the Technical Advisory Committee, should he decide to serve. I think every citizen in Los Osos has a right to serve on any committee, and certainly all prior board members have been involved in community matters for many, many years and are respectable as everybody else in the community is. I thank you all for your commitment to helping Los Osos, and God bless you.
Thank you. Mr. Dugan, followed by Liz Ashiker.
Dave Dugan, Los Osos. Trying to bring this community together. I was one of the first people to speak that Bruce Buell should remain the general manager of the LCSD and not to hire somebody else, which in my mind, hiring this other person has basically led us down the road of destruction that we're in right now concerning finances. And on more than one occasion, I've been portrayed as a traitor or a spy or whatever whenever I do speak up for members of the previous board or their staff. And I would like the people to know right off the bat that I am not those things and that I consider both sides of the issue. But considering the TAC, if you're going to have somebody on the board, as was said by two speakers ago, you need to instill a trust. And anybody that's going to be on this committee, there's going to, specifically Bruce Buell, as much as I think that he would have done a good job as a general manager, I don't think this would bring the community together. If there's hundreds, if not a couple of thousand people that do not trust him, then I would say that that would be a bad choice. Or anybody else that had previous duties to either as a board member or to staff of the previous board, I would say that it would cause more disunity in the community by doing so. So I want you to consider that. Rob Miller, on the other hand, there are a few in the community that don't trust Rob Miller for one reason or another, but those are very few. I could probably count those on both hands. But I think the majority of people, in my opinion, really trust Rob Miller, and that I think that he will add to what you think somebody who is knowledgeable in all areas of this project, and I want you to consider him. And of course, you're going to, and I believe that he's going to be accepted as part of this committee. The question about who the chairperson is going to be, will that come from your board, or is that a person at large, or somebody who is not specifically knowledgeable in all these areas, but have some kind of knowledge as a chairperson, some kind of experience? I'm hoping that the chairperson would at least be considered impartial in this area. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ms. Schicker, followed by Lawson Scheller.
Good morning. Lisa Schicker, Los Osos CSD. I completely endorse the process and appointment of the committee and of Mr. Miller. I encourage you to approve this today. My comments are involved with the committee chair and the committee membership. The committee chair, I think, should be a person that is appointed by your board that has skills in mediation. I think it'll be very important, and it'll get the committee started out on the right foot. Someone who's good at mediating and or running meetings. And I think you'll get the most effectiveness out of the committee with someone like that. When it comes to the committee membership, I strongly endorse diversity on the committee. That is a good idea, to have people from all sides of the issue and all sides of the arguments in Los Osos to be on the committee. That's an excellent idea. What is not a good idea is appointing persons who are involved with current litigation with the Los Osos CSD. I need to advise your board that that is the case with Mr. Buell. And that would be a poor choice at this time, no matter what a great guy he is or what an excellent person he is in his other jobs. That would, one, from being in Los Osos and hearing from people every day, rubbing salt in a very raw wound. And it has legal implications as well that I can't discuss completely in an open session. And I just want to make your board aware that there are plenty of people from all sides of the issue that are willing to serve and have knowledge that are willing to share, and I encourage your board to consider those persons. So thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Scheller, followed by Kit Swanson.
Lawson Scheller, Los Osos. I think Rob Miller is an excellent selection for the Technical Advisory Committee. He's objective. He's a good communicator, and he has very broad support from the community. We need more like him. As Pavel Ogren has pointed out and others, a diverse perspective and opinions are important, and different opinions are very welcome. However, it's important that fellow members be able to work together. When it's required, they must be able to paddle in the same direction. Please consider the impact of appointing someone who is a very controversial figure, who is viewed as a controversial figure by the majority of the community. Appointing a controversial figure may undermine not only the faith of the community, but also the efforts of Pavel Ogren and his staff. And I really can't stress that enough. I know that'll be very difficult for you to try to size that up, but there will probably be some obvious choices.
building trust is going to be critical, I think, for this project to go through. Very, very important. As you know, the community will be watching closely, and they'll be listening closely, and they'll be speaking up. The appointees need to be objective, balanced, and well-rounded. I'd also like to reiterate Ann Calhoun's concern over openness and transparency. I think that's very important. And finally, I'd like to wish the best of luck to everyone, you, the board, and your TAC appointments. The best of luck to Bob Vogren and his staff. And finally, the best of luck to Los Osos citizens. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Swanson, followed by Richard Margetson.
Keith Swanson, Los Osos. One of the things that was brought up in the meeting yesterday or last night regarding county staff, Pavel Ogren, is the will that they do not want to fail this time. And you have to understand the failures that preceded this, from starting a project before an election and causing the financial demise of the district. And you have to keep in mind the parties and the people that were involved in those actions, and you cannot even consider them for appointment on a TAC. Mr. Buell made a lot of those decisions from the direction of the board that was recalled. So please keep that in mind, and I would make the suggestion that use outside people, people that don't have a dog in this fight. If you want to, appoint one person from Los Osos and two people outside of Los Osos so you have a fresh look at all of this. My concern, I like Rob Miller, but what happened to Rob Miller after the 30% design of the old project? He was squelched. He couldn't speak about what he felt were problems going forward. And I want to make sure that that doesn't happen again, that Rob Miller does not have a muzzle on him to prevent him from speaking when he feels that, hey, this is a problem, you need to address it, and I hope that he has an open mind to do so. I'd like to know who was invited in Los Osos and outside of Los Osos. What's the list of people that have been considered for the TAC? Not that I... You know, I've been obviously very public and vocal in Los Osos, is that no one's called me and a lot of the people that I know that support this board, support the direction of sustainability and a better project for Los Osos that's affordable. But the contacts that I've had, no one has been contacted, and I encourage that be done. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Margetson, followed by Rob Scheib.
Richard Margetson, speaking on B18, the formation of the committees for Los Osos. I think my biggest problem with the process at this point is I think it was bad judgment for Mr. Ogren to ask people to apply for the committees, especially some of the people that we know he has asked to apply for these committees. I think the committee process should have been open to applications, just left it at that. But now that we found out that certain people have been asked, that's causing a problem in the community. I don't believe ex-directors should be on this committee. Most of the ex-directors, in fact, to a person, I think, also supported the dissolution of the CSD. I think that's a problem. I also don't support anybody on the committee that, after the recall election, contacted the water board by email within hours of the election results and asked them to fine us out of existence. As far as Mr. Buell is concerned, having Mr. Buell on this committee allows him the opportunity to cover his tracks for many bad decisions that have resulted from his recommendations to the Los Osos CSD board before the recall. And if he ends up on that committee, I will be here every public comment giving an example with the facts, with documents to hand you on serious decisions that he put before the board that actually were a detriment to the community. you know, we can start with his recommendation to accept the bids at 46% over. His lack of pushing for a water conservation program in Los Osos. We're water wasters. Everybody knows that. A recently corrected water rate structure that he recommended to the board 3 years ago that has left the community at a $500,000 shortfall for the last 3 years. His insistence that we buy a vehicle for the fire department that was driven off the lot one time at a cost to the district of $140,000 that was recently sold to Oceano for $75,000. That's not a good fiscal recommendation to a community. His recommendation that we hire a fire mechanic that was never even 50% cost justified, and we can prove every one of these. This is not the person to have on this committee, and this will bring the people out to these meetings in droves, and you'll be having public comment for hours. Thank you.
Mr. Scheib.
Rob Scheib, Los Osos. I wanted to once again thank Pavel for the meeting last night. I had a few questions as far as what are you looking for and for these individuals. Are you looking for people with specific backgrounds in these fields or general knowledge and abilities? How long will these committees last, through the 218 vote, through the advisory vote, or through the completion of the project? And could the staff briefly outline the process in selecting the committee members and how the committees will proceed and operate in their tenure? And as far as choosing members, I'd like the board to consider choosing people who are on neither side of any issue. Thank you.
Thank you. And with that, we'll close it to the public at this time. Bring it back to supervisors. Ms. Bianchi.
Yes, I'd like to pull B18 for my comment, and then I'd like to have staff comment.
Okay, that's not for a separate vote.
No.
Mr. Lantol?
No.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'd like to pull B5 for a comment and B26 for a comment.
Okay. Mr. Patterson?
None, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Robert?
No items, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. With that, let's go to numerical order, go to B5.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I see Pete Jenny here. I don't see Ernie Del Rio, but Dwayne Live is out there, and I want to thank them. We had a situation in Avila where the community came up with an idea, and literally everyone walked away from the table saying that they got some. It was literally a win-win situation where we have private property people adopting the promenade down there. It's going to improve the level of service. It's going to save taxpayer money, and without your folks' help, it wouldn't happen, and I want to publicly thank you.
Thank you. We go item to B18, Ms. Bianchi.
Yes. You know, it always amazes me how words can get changed from one thing to another. And to invite someone to apply for a committee is a lot different than asking someone to be on the committee. The only people who will be on the committee are those who, and everybody, excuse me, Mr. Ogren will also discuss this, but if anyone in this county believes he or she has the technical or environmental or financial expertise to be on this committee, please, the invitation is out, please apply. Whether you're chosen or not, I don't know. But to invite someone to apply is a lot different than telling someone they're going to be on the committee. So, Pavel.
Chairman Sajjan, members of the board and public, certainly on that point, thank you, Supervisor Bianchi. It has been our intent to encourage as many people as possible to apply for the committee so that we have the broadest slate of candidates to consider in our recommendations to the board, and of course, those are your board's decisions. I think most of the comments were with regard to specific people or that topic, and so I think really enough said on that. With regard to the process, the application process will be open through the end of January. We wanted to make sure that it was a very prolonged open application process so that people could make sure they had the opportunity to apply. And certainly with the holidays that are coming up, we recognize that a number of people might not be out of town and might even not learn about it until January. But the timing is then that we would expect to be looking at applications in February, certainly work with Supervisor-elect Gibson in reviewing some of those, but ultimately coming back to your board as a whole with recommendations, which we would then anticipate would be late February or early March. A couple of the other, with respect to Ms. Calhoun's comments, in the bylaws, Section 6A does specifically state the requirements to follow the Brown Act. The committee will be following Brown Act requirements. One of the things to note is that...
That includes being open to the public.
That's correct, yeah. Open to the public, public comments, posting. But we've also structured it so that we have this finance team, we have an environmental team, and a water resource technical team, which themselves would not constitute quorums. And that way we can get into quick, detailed discussions. But any recommendations that those subgroups have to the TAC as a whole have to be done, again, in a public open session with public comment and everything else. So you know, strict compliance with the Brown Act is certainly what we're required to follow. With respect to Mr. Greening's comments, I think that, you know, while he does have validity in his recommendations, I think the same could be also said with respect to the finance and the engineering water resource. You know, from a finance perspective, we could say that, well, we want somebody also who specifically has public finance experience in selling municipal bonds, or we also want to have somebody who has specific experience with SRF loans. And I think that that we start becoming dangerous in walking down that path of getting too specific or adding too many people on different sub-disciplines. Those issues of individuals' botanical or archaeological experience will certainly be in the consideration of recommendations. But again, the idea that any of these disciplines that we're looking at have numerous sub-disciplines, and we just feel that, you know, identifying the categories of environmental, finance, and then technical water resource is the appropriate step at this point in time. And that I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Ogren. Any questions to Mr. Ogren from supervisors?
No, I believe he's answered.
Move approval.
Most of the public.
I have a couple more items.
There's one,
Mr. Robert. Mr. Edge.
Just one additional item came up that Pavo didn't cover. And by the way, Mr. Chairman, I was at the meeting as a homeowner in the Prohibition Zone, and I thought that Pavo and the staff really did an excellent job of explaining what process they'll be using. And congratulations to Pavo for that. On item 4D in the bylaws specifies, this was a question raised in the public, that the committee, we envisage, or staff envisages it, lasting and continuing in existence through the period in time leading up to the community advisory vote. Not a specific time, it's targeted for the first half of 2008 calendar year, but I think the plan is it continues through that community advisory vote and would then go away. Is that correct, Pavel?
That's correct.
Thank you. With that, we'll move to item 20, Supervisor Lenthal.
Thank you.
26. B26.
So be it.
Thank you. I think almost everyone knows someone that's been the victim of methamphetamine abuse. It doesn't matter if you know someone, if it's a relative, if you've had property taken. And it is a crisis here. I think the sheriff just stepped outside, but I see Under Sheriff Bolt sitting in the second row here. And I just want to thank them for the hard work in not only getting this grant, but applying for it initially. It's $350,000 from the governor's office of OES. It is the front line that's going to make a difference in the methamphetamine problem we have here. And I just want to publicly thank them for their efforts, because I spent a great deal of my life seeing the destruction that methamphetamine does. And I do believe this is going to be a significant step forward to solving the problem here. So, Sheriff, thank you.
Thank you. With that, Mr. Robert?
Yeah, I was going to move the consent calendar. Second. With the amendments to B16A and the withdrawal of I and J and the other amendments as presented in the addendum package.
Moved by Supervisor Robert, seconded by Supervisor Bianchi. Roll call, Madam Clerk.
Right. I'd like to just clarify what the correction is to item A, since I didn't read that into the record earlier. Under Mr. Lenthal pointed out that it's talking about the location. It says it's northeast of the city of San Luis Obispo, and it should be southeast of the city of San Luis Obispo. And with that, Mr. Ovid.
Aye.
Ms. Bianchi?
Yes.
Mr. Lenthal?
Aye.
Mr. Patterson?
Aye.
Mr. Shahjian?
Aye. With that, we'll take a break and return. Be back here at 11:15.